Hope was playing five-card draw with Undead Elvis when the world ended. Well, he might have been Elvis. He certainly looked the part in his white sequin jumpsuit that flared at the ankles over his black leather cowboy boots, opened down to the front to show off a prodigious belly from decades of rough living. Purple waist-length cape with a high collar, and who wore a cape anymore these days? Golden belt that would have set a professional wrestler's teeth on edge with gaudy jealousy. The sunglasses, the hair, the freaking sideburns, for fuck's sake. If he might have been Elvis, there was no question in Hope's mind that he was thoroughly undead. Zombie? Perhaps, although instead of going for brains like any sensible zombie would have, he was chowing down on a plate of greasy fries doused in sausage gravy with a handful of grated generic cheese on them. Another indication that he was, in fact, Elvis. He wasn't a pale-faced vampire, neither sparkling nor catching on fire in the afternoon sun, leaking through the blinds of Yancey Cleveland's tavern, microbrewery, and rock shop in the middle of nowhere, New Mexico. That was the name of the town, and an apt description it was for a few ancient buildings that aspired to ghost town status. There was the post office in rock shop, the authentic Jewish delicatessen in rock shop, and Hope suspected even the police department had a rock shop buried somewhere inside by the single-bed drunk tank. She'd run out of car passing through town. Some people ran out of gas or had a breakdown. Hope's car had sputtered and died 3 miles out, and when she'd stepped out to inspect it, the parking brake had failed, and the 30-year-old Plymouth had rolled gracefully down the embankment to flip into a box canyon. It had taken with it every worldly possession of Hope's, except for the Catholic schoolgirl costume she'd worn the night before when dancing at one of the Indian casinos, and $38 in singles. She could have had a couple hundred if she'd given that one guy the lap dance he kept asking for, but that would have led to the kind of trouble Hope had decided to avoid. Hot, sweaty, dusty from the road, she'd walked into Yancey Cleveland's in search of a cold brew and a ride out of town. Instead, she'd found Undead Elvis sitting in the corner, smoke curling from the cigarette clutched in his bluish fingers, with a deck of bicycle cards still shrink-wrapped on the table before him.
"Hey there, little lady. Come on over here and sit down a spell," he'd said.
Sitting had turned into talking, talking into drinking, and drinking into poker. Undead Elvis was an interesting fellow, full of stories and reminiscences about the good old days before he'd taken one or two or ten too many pills and wound up face down in his own crapper. He wasn't very good at cards, and Hope wasn't about to tell him. She could see the reflection of his hands in his sunglasses. So far, she'd taken him for $50 and felt optimistic she could clean him out and maybe buy somebody's junker to get her out of nowhere and as far as Raton, where she'd been promised steady work. When the world ended, she had four kings, and Undead Elvis was trying to work two pair, aces and eights. It would have been the perfect dead man's hand, except he had the red aces instead of the blacks.